So that song we just sang talked about how Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And that's what we celebrate on Easter Sunday. That's why we're all here. But on the first Easter Sunday, not everybody was sure that Jesus was really alive. The first people who heard that Jesus had come back to life were some women. As Martin said, they'd gone to the tomb to rub some spices on Jesus' body, but it was gone. The tomb was empty, and some angels told them that Jesus had risen. These women were sure that Jesus was now alive. They rushed back to Jesus' friends and told them what had happened at the tomb. But the men didn't believe them. They thought it was impossible for Jesus to be alive. They had seen him die and be buried. So the women must have been wrong. They could not be sure that Jesus was alive. Later that day, two of Jesus' friends were walking to a town called Emmaus. Now, Jesus himself started walking with them, but God stopped the men from recognizing him. They were sad that Jesus had been killed, but some women had now claimed that Jesus was alive. They weren't sure what was true. They didn't know what to believe. When they got to Emmaus, the men invited Jesus to stay with them for dinner. Jesus thanked God for their bread and broke it in half, started to share it among them. And at that very moment, the men recognized that it was Jesus. But then he disappeared. Well, these men hurried back to Jerusalem as quickly as they could to tell the others what they had seen, because they were now sure that Jesus was alive. Some people had seen Jesus and some people hadn't. Everyone was a bit confused, trying to work out what was going on. Was Jesus really alive or was he still dead? If he was dead, where was his body? Was it really possible that he could have come back to life? They'd heard some different stories from people about meeting Jesus, but how could they be sure that he was really alive? While they were trying to make sense of all of this information, Jesus appeared in the room with them. He didn't walk through the door or climb in through the window. He just appeared. And he said to his friends, "Peace be with you." How do you think Jesus' followers must have felt at that moment? Hand up if you've got an idea how they might have felt. Emma, what do you think? Scared and shocked. Adam, what do you think? Confused, definitely. Anyone else, any idea about how the Jesus' friends might have been feeling? Well, the Bible tells us that they were really frightened. They were scared because they thought Jesus was a ghost. I wonder how you would feel if you saw a person who was meant to be dead, who you'd seen die, standing right there in front of you. Well, everybody knows who this is, right? Someone want to tell me who this is? You can shout it out, that's okay. Oh, you're very polite, Emma. As the Queen's husband, excellent, it's Prince Philip. And he died last year at the age of 99. Well, imagine that tomorrow morning, you came downstairs for breakfast, and there was Prince Philip, sat at your dining table, drinking a cup of tea, eating a slice of toast, and he says, "Good morning, hope you slept well." What on earth would you think? Would you really believe that it was Prince Philip and that he was really alive? Or would you think it was some sort of crazy trick? Or maybe that you were still dreaming? I think I'd find it really hard to be sure of what I was seeing at that moment, a bit like Jesus' followers were. Dead people don't just come back to life and visit their friends. Well, Jesus could definitely tell that his friends were scared. I'm pretty sure that their faces made it clear. And they needed some proof that he was really alive. So he said to them, "Why are you so scared? And why don't you believe what you're seeing? Look at my hands and my feet. It's definitely me. Touch me. Look at my living body. A ghost wouldn't have muscle and bone like this." But that wasn't really enough for Jesus' friends to be sure. So Jesus said to them, "Do you have any food?" And they gave him a piece of cooked fish. And he ate it right in front of them. Everyone was watching very closely because, you know, a magic trick can't eat food. A dead person can't eat food. Only a living person can do that. Only a real living body. And Jesus did it. Jesus was inviting his friends to use their senses to be sure of what they were seeing. And I think they might have had three really big questions in their minds, even if they weren't quite aware of it. I think those questions were, number one, how can we be sure that this is really Jesus? Number two, how can we be sure that he's really here now? And number three, how can we be sure that he's really alive? And the things that Jesus said and did in that room answered those three questions. First of all, Jesus told his followers to look at him. It was definitely Jesus. He had the face that they all knew, the face that many of them had seen day after day for three whole years that they traveled with him. And he had the scars on his hands and his feet from being crucified a few days before. They could be sure that this was really Jesus. Secondly, Jesus told his followers to touch him. He was definitely there in the room with them. They could touch his skin. They could feel his muscles moving. They could even check his heartbeat if they wanted to. He couldn't be a ghost or a dream or a hallucination or anything like that because he was physically there in the room with them. They could be sure that he was really there. And then lastly, Jesus told his followers to feed him. He was definitely alive. They could see him chew and swallow that piece of fish they gave him, something only a living person could do. They could be sure that Jesus was really alive. So Jesus' friends could now be sure that he was alive and standing there in the room with them, no doubts, no questions left. But being sure that Jesus was alive wasn't enough. They needed to understand why he was alive. So Jesus began to explain to them God's mega plan for the whole universe and how they fit into it. And Jesus said to them, "Everything I've told you comes down to this. All the things written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms had to come true. I had to die and I had to rise again. Now that you have seen and can be sure that that's true, you have to tell others so that they can believe it, they can repent and be forgiven for their sins." But Jesus wanted his followers to understand that it had always been God's plan right from the beginning of time for him to suffer and die, for him to rise from the dead, and to offer forgiveness for sin to everybody. He died to take the punishment that we all deserve for all the things that we do wrong. And he came back to life so that we can be forgiven for those things. That forgiveness is available to anybody who puts their trust in him. And then Jesus gave his followers the job of sharing that good news around the whole world. After talking to his disciples, Jesus went back to heaven. Now his followers started telling people about him, but those people couldn't see Jesus. They couldn't touch him or feed him like the disciples had. So how are they meant to be sure that he was alive? And here today, 2,000 years later, you and I can't use our senses to be sure that Jesus is alive. We can't touch him or look at him or feed him. So how can we be sure? Well, we have something that can make us sure, and that thing is the Bible. The Bible tells us in every part that Jesus is alive. It can help us be sure. Now we have the Old Testament. That's the section that you can see at the front there. I've put some post-it notes in. The Old Testament, that's the part of the Bible that Jesus describes as the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms. And it teaches us to expect Jesus to come, to look out for him like a sailor on a ship looks out for land. It tells us about the king that God promised to send to fix the problem of our sin, and tells us again and again that this king would suffer and die for his people, and that he would come back to life again. And then we have the Gospels, this little section here. Those are the stories about Jesus' life, his birth, his death, his resurrection. They were written down by his closest friends and people who had investigated the story carefully. And in those books, Jesus told his followers again and again and again that he would die and then come back to life. And he always knew that it was God's plan and the only way to fix the problem of sin. And then we have the rest of the New Testament, this section at the end here. That is the stories about Jesus' followers going out and sharing the news about him with people around the world, and the letters that they then wrote to encourage people to keep believing in Jesus, the king who died and came back to life. Jesus' followers spent their whole lives telling people about him, urging them to believe that he was the king who died and rose again, to repent, that's to say sorry for their sins, and to be forgiven by God. And their letters are full of reminders again and again that Jesus is alive. So we can be sure that Jesus is alive because the whole Bible tells us that he is. We don't need to see him or touch him or feed him to know that he's alive, to be sure of that. And if we can be sure that Jesus is alive, then we can be sure of everything else the Bible tells us. We can be sure of things like, if we put our trust in Jesus, then our sin is forgiven, and we can be friends with God forever. We can be sure that God's Holy Spirit lives in us and helps us to tell other people about Jesus. And we can be sure that one glorious, amazing day, we will see Jesus for ourselves. And on that day, we will be so glad that we trusted him now and that we spent our time telling other people about him. Well, maybe you're sitting there and thinking, I don't know, I'm still not sure, I'm still not convinced that Jesus is alive. And if that's you, I'd like to encourage you to come along to a course we're running called Christianity Explored, starting in a couple of weeks' time. This is an opportunity to look closely at one of the Gospels, one of those biographies of Jesus' life, to learn more about him, his life and his death and his resurrection. Our course is starting on Wednesday, the 27th of April. And if you want more information, you can pick up one of these flyers or you can talk to me or Martin after the service. Well, I hope you've been encouraged to think today that Jesus is alive and we can be sure of that. I'm going to invite Rachel and Lydia and Phoebe up now to lead us in a time of prayer. Thank you.